June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Hour 2, G-Bag Nation on 105.3. The Fan, Jared Sandler, is going to join us in just a couple of minutes. We'll be talking some Rangers baseball with Sands as they're in Washington tonight. The pregame coming up at 5 o'clock, first pitch 5:35. It'll be Corbin against Soroka, then DeGrom and Parker, and then Malley against Trevor Williams, who's got a 6 ERA on Sunday afternoon here on your home of the Rangers. Fielding errors to blame, second game in a row. This time, Josh Smith, who just told us Tuesday that he was getting his footwork down, everything's not instinctual over there at first. Didn't he say first was the place that he, you know, had the biggest learning to do?
Yeah.
So that's tough. At least Marcus Semien's back. That was great. Burger bomb. Fantastic. They could have threatened and scored a lot more, 7th or 8th inning. But just, you know, the way that it ended, what's it mean? You know, how can you recover from that? Is that the dying embers of fight? I mean, obviously we saw in 2023 they could be down and out and much worse and come back to life. But I have to imagine that the turnaround playing today, it much just feel for leadership like, man, we're inventing ways to lose here. We're finally starting to get some runs, and this other weird thing rears its ugly head. I don't particularly blame anybody. I just think it's inexperience. Maybe lack of focus from Kamar Rocker, lack of focus from Josh Smith there, you know. But reading the explanations, their instincts aren't there, and they need time, and definitely this team overall right now is snake bit. You hate to see it. Sands coming up in a few minutes will tell us where they go next. Nico and Dumont have not yet discussed whether the franchise would be willing to grant permission for Kidd to speak to the Knicks. ESPN with the updated report, building off Mark Stein, who about 4 hours ago did report that the Knicks are going to ask for permission to chat with Jason Kidd. And I'm trying to say this once an hour just in case anybody close to the Adelson family is listening. Do not let this doofus son-in-law fumble another legend.
No. No. That would be, I can't imagine where they'd pivot to if indeed Jason Kidd took that job. I don't think that he would. He might just say, hey, I'm not even interested in interviewing. But that would be quite the turn of events. All of a sudden, a year ago, they're playing in the NBA Finals, and now we look up, and not only do they not have Luka Doncic, now, hey, you won the lottery, so the Cooper Flag mania, that's going to kick off here in about a month or in a couple of weeks. But now if you're looking for a new head coach, I can't imagine Jason Kidd. With having won the lottery, you've been given the gift of Cooper Flag. Anthony Davis is one of your guys. Kyrie clearly loves you. I don't think he's going to go anywhere, but you never know in sports.
I mean, I thought a while back we'd gotten word that they realized Nico might not have the answers and we can't trust him with full authority, but to what extent would they, you know, send this through the hay? Is Nico moving on from another legend? Like, I don't think the Adelson family or Dumont really has their finger on the pulse of what makes DFW sport evolve and move. And if they would do something like this, like allowing the Knicks to talk to Jason Kidd without, like, getting a first-round pick or, you know, very significant compensation, I would think this is just part and parcel with the same kind of mindset that led to them parting ways with Luka. You got to think, Rick Carlisle left, and he wasn't fired. He wanted to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Casey Smith was unceremoniously departed with, and that might have ticked off Jason Kidd, which has started a chain event over the last 2 years that had just been kind of building to this moment. He said all the right things publicly about Luka, but, you know, does he really feel that way, and would he want to move on? I hope that could be a catalyst. Like, as Dumont and Nico get together with this thing, and Nico's like, yep, we're going to move on from Kidd, and we're going to do this thing, and Kyrie and AD really want to play for Kidd, but, you know, we're going to make this move. I hope that would be the time where he would go, okay, now I see with full clarity that you don't have what it takes to, you know, make the right decisions for this organization. I hope we're there. Halliburton did it again, and now we must consider, are the Pacers too solid in every aspect of the game to be dismissed as easily as I've dismissed them? I mean, the Thunder were up 15, and they only trailed for 0.3 seconds. Yeah. So 111-110 is the final. Latest winner in an NBA Finals game since Jordan in the 97 Finals against the Utah Jazz. Trailed by 15 with 9:42 to go. Salute to Rick Carlisle and all the Pacers there for not giving in. I think they've come back from that many points in the fourth quarter, the fifth time this postseason.
It's truly historical, the amount of games that they've had to come back where the win probabilities are at all-time lows, and they find ways to get it done. It's crazy, especially when you consider, I mean, what was it, 20 turnovers in the first half?
Oh, my gosh. It was it was smothering defensively.
How can you even be close enough at all to try and win that game? And they got defenders, I mean, 14 of 30 from the field for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Nembhard and Nesmith. I mean, they make him work, dude.
Yeah.
Obi Toppin was huge, and shout out to Rick.
Yeah.
He's done this now twice. The last time the 15-point comeback happened in the fourth quarter in the finals was our Dallas Mavericks, game two. Rick Carlisle, the coaching advantage is definitely the Pacers.
I love it. I'm rooting for him. I do kind of feel like this might kind of be where Edmonton was after losing game one against the Stars. You know, we have reasons to be confident. Maybe we're a little bit anxious right now, but I would not be surprised to watch the Thunder go win this in five or six from this point forward. But maybe the Pacers are just one of the rare teams that combines a great offensive scheme, quick decision making, and great athletes to defend that can go toe to toe with the Thunder. We have enough skilled size that doesn't overwhelm us. Now something else is going to be the deciding factor instead of you sort of having your way with defensive mismatches against everybody you face throughout the season. And that would be awesome. You know, I think I still remember, Rick, after they won the championship, there was that holdout, and they had a media fantasy camp. And I got to go there, and there were some other writers and stuff there. And we basically, Rick kind of ran us through a practice. The assistant coaches were there. And he was just talking about how, you know, the world couldn't imagine that the game's biggest star could be taken down by a group of guys that played together and executed a game plan. I remember how proud he was of that. And if that can spell championship again, all the success he's had as a coach, you know, you'd have to put them on a very short list, maybe after Pop, after Pat Riley, if the greatest coaches of my lifetime.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I mean, the legacy factor on this for Carlisle is absolutely ridiculous. This guy, what he did with the Mavs, what he's doing right now, and he was the coach that really built up that the early 2000s Pistons team. I mean, he built that 04 Pistons team before they said, we can't get us over the hump, let's get Larry Brown. But he was still the architect behind all of that. So, I mean, this dude is absolutely in the upper echelon. If he can find a way to win this, that'd be impressive, dude.
Well, salute to Texas Tech.
How'd you do it that field day?
Field day?
Whatever it was that you had to do, the little field, whatever.
Yeah, were you cashing buckets?
How'd y'all out there?
Broke my finger.
Oh, yeah. It's never been this. That's right. You've told that story.
I reached out for the ball. I think on the first possession, I was kind of nervous. I reached to go get it and change directions, and all I heard was, pong! You know, as my finger went directly into the ball, broke my finger. I came back, and Rick said, go see the trainer, just get some buddy tape, you're fine. Yeah. So they taped the fingers together, and I went out and played the rest of the deal in excruciating pain.
You're fine.
Hurt to tie for about 6 weeks.
0-7 from the field.
Yes, it was not good. They had a shooting coach, and I remember him pulling me to the side one point, and he's like, okay, I want you to try to throw it at a higher angle. He's like, you're shooting it straight. I was like, just like my guy Clyde Drexler. Thank you very much.
So I'm going for it.
I got to tape your fingers up, made you go back out there. Yeah. It was real so pro fun. Experience, you know what I mean?
It was so dang fun. And
fine.
I'll never forget it. Okay, we go with Sands here. He's at Jared Sands on yet. Twitter. He's brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Okay, yeah. We'll get him on here before we get to the pregame show coming up at 5 o'clock. Salute to Texas Tech. They get it done again. Kennedy, the exceptional pitcher, was massive once again in a 4-3 win. I think there was a story earlier that they've come up with the cash there with the Matador Foundation to keep her for next year.
Yeah.
So they got, I guess they got another mill together.
Yeah.
But they were up 4-1. Wheels started to show maybe some signs they were coming off. She was approaching 500 pitches in the College World Series alone, and there was a fielding error behind her, then a hit by pitch, and then a double, and the Longhorns made it 4-3. Mm-hmm. But she ends up going the distance for the fifth straight game up there in Oklahoma City. So I know there's so many fans out there that are getting to go on this fun ride right now. It's, you know, it's amazing, and it's really fun that the women's college sports have reached that level of the coverage that you can buy in and have fun with a lot of these stories. Okay, then with the Stars, I mean, you know, to be honest, I don't know what this means for this team. If there are so many big decisions that need to be made. If it wasn't for my respect to the GM, I would think, you know, we need to blow this thing up, or, you know, maybe the Stars championship window as we know it has ended. I'll hold out hope because I know they can find another great coach, and they have so many good players. But
this podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, it's been so many bites of the apple here and disappointment, and I think this is what happens to teams that face the expectation and they don't get there. It's going to break you in one way or another. And I think DeBoer was the strongest thing in that entire locker room. These guys, we know they're not physically tough. I got to question their mental and emotional toughness. You know, all right, what is that? Feeling bad for your goalie who was getting whooped again? So we don't like how the coach held our goalie accountable,
yeah,
and then didn't go sweet talk him afterwards. Yeah. That is cowering on the ice as 40-year-old Corey Perry is raining down bombs on you. That is the mental and emotional equivalent. And, you know, of course, they have so much talent. They can definitely make this thing happen. But I'm looking for significant change if you're going to move on from the coach in this situation. How about you guys? How'd that news hit you earlier today?
I was a bit surprised. I was. I mean, to hear afterwards that there was basically a rallying cry, and it wasn't Otter, but it was other players that were, hey, yeah, we're kind of ready to move on here from Pete. It was surprising. I do think Jim Neal, he is an excellent GM. They are one of the most stable organizations, well-respected franchises in all of pro sports right now. But he's got to change some style and makeup of how this roster is constructed right now. It's obviously very good. You're not a good team when you make it through what I think is the toughest postseason in all of sports to get to the conference finals 3 years in a row. But yeah, they need to add toughness. They're out hit every series that they're in.
Yes, sir. It's time now to check in with Jared Sandler, who is in the nation's capital getting ready for Rangers Nationals tonight. How we doing, buddy?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Well, we're doing good. What's the mood around the team right now?
Well, I can't tell, you know, if it was because we got on a plane after midnight and arrived at
some ungodly hour, or if it was the loss last night, but it definitely was a different mood, on the bus. I think guys today, they flushed it, and, they did this 162 times a year. So, it's not like there's any lingering pouting or anything, but I'd say that, the losses that I recall, where we were traveling afterwards, so everyone's kind of grouped together as opposed to people kind of going their separate ways back to the hotel, what have you. This was definitely one of the more somber moods, just frustrating. And I think it's the way it happened too. You have a lead, you lose it in the ninth and do it in an unfundamental way, which, for all the challenges this team has had this year, that really hasn't, been one of them. But, that series against Tampa was not, a Tommy Mansky type series, and ended up costing them last night in the ninth.
Josh Smith, so good at the dish, 2-for-4. He told us Tuesday in our player interview that he has like the least amount of confidence at first base, working on his footwork and everything. What's that say about a team back-to-back games that hadn't had that come up? Is that just maybe we should play guys at their normal positions until this blows over? What do you say, Sands?
Well, I'd say, and I appreciate him saying he doesn't have as much confidence there. He's looked fine. It's not like he's, had tons of problems. And also, what's been the biggest issue for this team? It's been the lineup. And so they're trying to find ways to get guys in the lineup. And Josh's versatility allows them to maybe put forth the best offensive nine without compromising things defensively. And again, and he said after the game last night that, maybe he hesitated a second, but if he, had to do it again, he'd still go after that. And we heard from Brad Miller, who's played first base in his career, but also like Josh was a shortstop who then had to move over to first at times. And he said, with the way things were positioned, Josh kind of was in a position to go for it. What if he doesn't go for it and that ball gets, squirts through, then the game's over. Right. So, it's kind of a tough 50-50 play. But I think at the end of the day, you look at what the biggest challenge for this team has been. It hasn't been defense. It's been scoring runs. And so, I think Boach is trying to do everything he can to get guys in there who are going to help them score runs. And obviously Josh Smith is someone that, we like to see in the lineup because of, how productive he's able to be.
So Patrick Corbin makes his return to Washington. We get to reunite with our old buddy Nathaniel Lowe. What do you think of this Washington team? Is this a good opportunity maybe against their staff to turn things around, maybe get a sweep of the Ranger zone?
Well, I hope so. I mean, it seems pretty lofty, right, to go in with that hope. But, I mean, winning a series, yeah. If you look at the three guys the Rangers are going to face, they're not going to face Mackenzie Gore, who's the best pitcher for the Nationals. They got three guys who – should not present such an imposing matchup where you go into it like a Scooble start or a Drew Rasmussen start with like, gosh, can we just scratch across one or two? But, how many times have we said that? We said it about Bowden Francis a few weeks ago. We've said it about this guy or that guy. And, at the end of the day, the lineup's not scoring. They're not scoring, and it doesn't matter who they're facing. So they just, I do think you're right, Zach. I think this is definitely a more favorable opportunity in that regard. But, I don't want to count my chickens before they hatch because, this lineup just hasn't been able to put stuff together consistently. But to that end, hopefully this is a good opportunity for a bounce back and then go into Minnesota, team that just lost their best pitcher, and maybe, come away with a winning road trip because, the Rangers have this great opportunity playing in the AL West where no one is running away with the division. Mm-hmm. The Rangers might feel as down as the fan base, I'm sure, feels, and it never feels good to have a below 500 record. The reality is this division is a one-week hot stretch away from being in the Rangers' hands or, being a game away from being in their hands. I mean, you don't have the Phillies in your division. You don't have the Tigers. You don't have any of these teams that are, getting off to such great starts where, you find yourself in a deep hole.
Now that Marcus Semien has it dialed like this, how long do we get to have this version of him, you think? A couple months?
Well, I hope for the rest of the year. If this can be a remake of 2022, I'll take that, right? It's such a slow start. We talked about that and it was really good the rest of the way. So if that's the case, then I think, they'll be in good hands with Marcus. And, he really does look locked in. And then yesterday, his two home runs, that's Marcus Semien. He didn't hit the ball 400 feet. I think one was 366. I think the other was 369. It wasn't like he hit the ball 110 miles an hour off the bat, but he was pulling the ball in the air. And earlier this year, it just seemed like he wasn't on time. And so instead of pulling the ball in the air, he was hitting the ball to center field in the air. And he just doesn't have the type of power to routinely, get knocks or hit it over the fence to center. He's a guy who, he's kind of like Alex Bregman, like Isak Paredes, these guys who they understand what their skill set is, and they tailor their approach to fit that. And for Marcus, that's getting the ball in the air, hitting it down the line, and that's what he did yesterday. And, hopefully he can get into that type of rhythm or maintain that rhythm, then, could be a good few months for Marcus.
Hey, Jared, I was going to ask you, though, that the bullpen did a nice job until it got down to Garcia, and he gets the first out, but are there still questions about the closer here that you can get this thing 7-8, but you have questions about what's going to happen in the ninth?
Yeah. And, it was tough yesterday because Chris Martin was warming and then, he wasn't able to go.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and I think, there were reports that perhaps Luis Crivello being up here and maybe he can help if, he in fact gets activated. I think that's fair, Broadus. I think you can look at the ninth inning two ways, right? The four-pitch walk to Aranda.
The walk, yeah, it was bad.
That's the one where, for Garcia, from a pitching standpoint, you're like, that's the demerit for him. But, there were a couple plays where if one of the two plays defensively on balls hit in the infield are made, we're not having this conversation. So it's always a tough one to reconcile when that's the case, but at the end of the day, I think if you ask someone before last night, hey, what is your concern about Robert Garcia? It's not, he doesn't have good enough stuff or he doesn't miss bats, none of that. It's hey, is he going to be able to keep guys off base via the free pass? And so you look at last night, that four-pitch walk to Aranda was tough. And here's the thing, too, guys. I thought Brad made a great point last night. When you put Aranda on, you put the tying run at the plate, but you also change the way your defense has to be positioned. And so now it opens up holes for the hitters. And just with the way that inning played out, it ended up making a difference, right? Because now your first baseman can't play, further off the line. And now, your second baseman's going to be moved a little bit this way and all that stuff. So, that walk is more than just a walk, right? It kind of opens up an opportunity for the offense. And, credit the Rays. They put the ball in play and, good things happen. So, if the Rangers are in a safe situation tonight, not sure, who would be. But I'll tell you guys, it's not conventional. I'd be awfully curious if Hobie Milner, got some opportunities, what it would look like, because he has been absolutely outstanding for this club.
Great stuff as always, Sands. Have a good weekend there, and we will catch up with you next week.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Cheers. There he goes. He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. C-Note, fresh batch of Cowboys headlines as we go into the weekend. Get ready for next week's mandatory mini camp next here in the nation.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up.
Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.